Hey,
what is this?
It's Friday.
It sure is, man.
It's time for Town Talk Radio.
That's right. It is cold, man.
We gotta, oh, grand goodness.
Got to get in that toaster.
It's cold in Pittsburgh.
Okay,
it's like,
okay. Dr. Friday. King's birthday's coming up. All people. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to win.
That's right. The Steelers are playing.
The Steelers are playing on
in the cold.
It is so cold.
I pity the fool. It's trying to hang out at Hinesville.
That's right. We got Caitlin in the house. Caitlin's got a good voice, man.
Say hi, she knows how to.
And she's got her cell phone with her.
Yep. That's just so we know that Caitlin is on the set.
In our high-tech studio. It was just finished.
Yeah.
See, that's her cell phone.
In the background, we got Carmen going. I Have a Dream. How appropriate. Yesterday was Dr. King's birthday.
Yesterday was actual birthday, yes.
And it's celebrated here in the United States on the 19th. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Hey,
who's this?
This is Carmen. Dark clouds seem to follow me. Common. Back in the day, it's called Common Sense. Now it's
okay,
called
there we go.
But now it's just called Common.
So are they old or are they new?
Made some Chicago. Got it going on.
You're still making music?
Very positive.
Good. We need
still
something
making
positive,
music.
Man.
That's right.
15 below zero.
Yeah. We're going to work it out. I hope that's not too distorted. We'll find out in a second. A lot of stuff in the news this week, man.
Oh my goodness, I can't even believe it. You just, you know, I think they're really going to do it, man. They're gonna beat up Palestine.
I cannot believe
and then they're gonna, after
that the UN headquarters was bombed.
That's right, that school.
In Palestine.
And then they said they were using them as human shields.
With a surprise in it.
Don't they have any new lines?
Oh, man.
But still, Jonas, who was on last week, he said that after our election is done, their election is done, and, you know, everyone gets inaugurated, that they're going to stop. So what they wanted to do was a chance, Israel wanted a chance to beat them up, and then now there's not going to be any international situation.
I don't know, man. Definitely, Dr. King wasn't dreaming about nothing like that, that's for sure.
No, this is just terrible. And then the news, you know, so biased. I mean, over 1,000 people have been killed, and even Condoleezza Rice wanted a little corridor, open corridor, so people could get in there and with the Red Crescent, with, you know, help people out.
Uh huh.
Now she wants people to help out. You know, things are bad.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. More to come.
Oh, I really hope it's going to be over soon. This is just
over 1,000 people are dead.
Yep. Yep, and all people are talking about is the weather.
Yeah, it was pretty cold here.
It is cold.
Meanwhile, Wall Street's still on welfare.
Yep.
You know? Oh, you want to hear something very, very interesting? I had a phone call from a good friend of mine today. He used to work on Wall Street. And he was pointing out, he was connecting the dots with all this stuff. You know, yesterday the plane went down in the Hudson River, right?
Yeah, you only got 3 miles, frequent flyer miles. You only got 3 of those.
Well, on U.S. Air.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the old Allegheny Airlines.
So yeah, then you went 3 miles.
Sometimes you got to be really careful about flying.
Oh, my goodness.
Because every time I go on, well.
At least he had enough sense to go on the river.
But check this out. We're playing Connect the Dutch. Yes, today in the news, right, it was announced that about Bank of America and Citicorp, right? Guess who was on the plane?
Oh my God.
On their way to Charlotte to Bank of America headquarters?
Who?
20 executives from Bank of America were on that plane. But it's so called, it wasn't a terrorist act.
So
they said birds got caught in the.
I know, this bird thing. We got to stop blaming things
maybe
on the birds.
Maybe the plane was sabotaged.
Yeah, this whole
because,
bird.
Because of those people that were on the plane.
Well, see, there's a good possibility of that, because what they do is they have a noise cannon that they set off to scare the birds, right? And there's somebody, Space Eater fell over. And the cannon malfunctioned, and then the birds went right up into the plane.
Yeah, well,
and they came down. And so then Matt Lauer says, well, the problem is there's too many geese in the United States of America.
Oh, here come the geese again. Too many geese in the United States.
Him and Honorado should get together, man.
Too many geese in the United States.
So do you really think that it might have been...
I don't know. That was just talk. That was just talk. But,
okay, say it again. Who was on the plane?
There were 20 Bank of America executives on the way from New York to the headquarters there in Charlotte. Now, they had just closed that deal, sealed that deal.
The deal was?
With the bailout. Okay. The government bailout. All right, so, I don't know. Sounds pretty interesting to me. But y'all can figure that out for yourselves.
Oh, my gosh. And, we got the thing coming up right down the street here at Howlers, H-A-W-L-E-R-S. People say I talk funny. I can't say anything. At Howlers.
Howlers. Pittsburgh East.
And that's going to, on Monday, at 9 o'clock, it's going to be a bunch of bands. We're going to raise money for Malik and Common Ground Relief. Now, Caitlin, is it time to eat?
Yes!
It's time to eat at the sandwich shop where we can't record anything.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about a place close by that's going to be laying off workers and moving some of the production facilities out of Pittsburgh.
Now you can hear my ringtone.
And now we can hear... Oh, my gosh.
Here, I'm done.
I guess there's worse addictions. Okay, time to eat.
Okay. We're back.
We are back. So Dr. King's birthday coming up, he would have been 79?
80.
He would have been 80.
Yes.
Didn't he die when he was 39?
Dr. King would have been 80 years old this year.
All these years he could have been our elder statesman.
Possibly. You think the times would have, well, as far as like civil rights goes, yeah. Not politics.
Definitely in terms of civil rights, not in terms of politics.
He would have never got involved in politics.
We don't need, I mean, they wanted him to run for president. He said no.
Yeah.
No. So good for him.
So, are you been talking about Dr. King a lot in school?
Yeah, mainly in social studies.
In social studies?
Yeah.
What did they tell you in school about Dr. King?
Well, they showed us a video about him, like, and told us about all the protests they had and his speeches and, like, Rosa Parks and jail time for him. It was really interesting. But it was sad.
Did you know there was a woman, a young lady who was 16 years old before Rosa Parks that actually rode the bus in Montgomery and refused to give up her seat?
Wow, just like Rosa Parks.
Yes, this happened maybe, was it the same year or the year before?
The year before is what I remember.
I think it was the year before. I had her name written down. I can't remember her name right off the top of my head. But you can look that up you can look that up. Like if you Google it, Google that.
Google.
Say, person who gave up their seat before Rosa Parks.
Would not give up their seat.
Yeah, and her name will come up. I think her name was Charlene something.
They arrested her too, but the time
wasn't
right.
Yeah, they arrested her too, right.
The time wasn't right.
Right. So they wanted to organize more around that.
No, it was serendipitous. It was God's will, man. When they just boom came on the scene. It's like Dr. King, he was shy. He didn't want to be a leader. He wanted to be a preacher.
Right.
The reluctant resistor.
Yep.
Okay, now here we go. We're going by Iron City.
Yes, Iron City Brewery. They're laying off workers there. They're closing down part of the production facility because they can't replace some of the old parts at the production facility. But yet they're taking that to another facility where they can brew the beer.
So is it that they don't want to modernize, or is it just parts?
I think it's too much money to modernize here in Pittsburgh. So they're going to lay off the union workers.
And where is the plant where they're going to make Iron City?
I think it's somewhere else in the Northeast here.
So are the unions going to do somewhere in the Northeast?
Because you know they make a lot of their other beers outside of Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And, you know, and like so, Sam Adams and all this.
So stuff. They'll just shut that place down?
More or less. But I'm going to read up more on that too.
Do you know if there's going to be there's going to be any type of protest or strikes or anything?
No, I haven't heard anything like that yet.
Man, this is going on with everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting
real. It's all about money. It ain't a darn thing funny. It's what it's all about. It's about Wall Street. Wall Street on welfare.
Just now, the Obama's fighting the Congress because he wants half the bailout money.
He's doing what?
He's fighting Congress because he wants half. He wants $350 billion.
I think he's getting it.
Good.
As of yesterday.
Good.
That's going to happen.
Good. And also, I found out that he said he's going to close down Guantanamo, but just because he signs an executive order means that it might take as much as a year to shut the place down. They still don't know about the court systems or
Dick Cheney
place
said,
people.
Well, we'll wait and see. And Dick Cheney also said the other day, he said, well, where are they going to go? We're going to put these people.
European Union said they'll take them.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's talking big stuff, so, you know.
He's on the way out.
He feels he's, like, scot-free.
Oh, my gosh. He doesn't like the way he was portrayed in that movie.
I didn't see
You didn't see W. Yeah, the president was meeting secretly with the Cheney and saying, listen, at least, you know, like, pretend that I'm president when we're in a public situation so you don't embarrass me.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a good movie, but then you realized after seeing the movie W, all the senseless destruction and death that came from the Iraqi war, because Cheney and them were insistent upon this misinformation about weapons of mass destruction. It just made you real sad.
Did you get a chance to watch the last press conference and the farewell address?
Couldn't do it. Did you watch it? Couldn't do it. I couldn't stomach it.
I saw part of the press conference the other day.
No.
You know, and the President Bush was talking a lot of stuff, man.
Oh.
More or less like, you know what, it happened, so what?
Yep.
It was more like that.
Yeah, and that's why I tell my friends, electoral politics isn't going to do. We all got to get involved. And people think they're going to just sit back and watch Obama do it.
Well, you know, President-elect Obama keeps telling people it's not going to be all up to him. He could be the catalyst, like, initiate things, but it all comes down to the people, you know?
Yeah, and the people are scrambling just to make $1.50 out of a dollar just to pay those bills. I'm really tired. Thank God that Dr. King's birthday is coming up. At least we can have a birthday party.
Yeah, I looked at my gas and electric bill, and you know they've doubled like over the last year.
Yeah, that's not a birthday party.
Yeah, no, that's not a party at all.
Nope.
It's more gray hairs in my beard.
Common Sense is who they used to be called.
Yeah, Common.
And now they're called Common.
Common used to call himself Common Sense. It's a person, not a group.
Oh, that's they changed their name to Common Sense?
It's like you think Jethro Tull is a person.
Or Emmett Frisbee.
Now, Emmett Frisbee is a real person.
Oh, damn.
We know him. Hey, Emmett. That's his real name.
No, unbelievable.
Mr. Soundport himself.
But he wasn't born. His birth name wasn't Frisbee.
Well, we won't get into that. That's too much information.
So we could look him up. We could Google him on YouTube, and we could listen to common stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Common. Yeah. This video is on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And also on the MLK online site.
Is this song called something?
I Have a Dream. It's a
cold war. I'm have a dream. Soldier hold the same fight that made Martin
Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. Oh, locally, did you hear the latest about what the mayor is proposing for the city-owned parking facilities?
No.
He wants to turn it over to private contractors.
Oh, there we go. The privatization.
So the city can make money.
Oh, that's.
Pay for the pension fund?
No. The only good thing anybody ever did was they said any kid that's in the city of Pittsburgh, they'll get them scholarships to go to college.
Oh, that's the Pittsburgh Promise, and that's a whole nother deal.
Is that a good deal?
I know, it's been coming under fire a lot lately. Y'all need to look that up also.
Man, all we gotta do is like buy these little Google machines, so instead of people telling us to look it up in the dictionary,
well,
like the old days.
Either that or read the newspapers that are still around.
In fact, it's one of America's greatest.
I have no comment on that. I have friends that work there.
Too, I said that if they're going to put us in the Post-Gazette, you and me, then it has to be with a good photo, big, above the fold.
Is that what they said? They wanted to put us in there?
Yeah, but I told them that if you're not going to put us above the fold and bring down those big flash bulbs, then...
That sounds like an exposure move to me.
Oh, that's true. It could be an expose.
You know where I'm going on the north side?
I know. I just missed it. Just missed my turn. Is it icing up?
Oh, I couldn't tell.
It's look right
We're
here.
Driving by the river.
Which one? There's three of them.
Allegheny.
There we go. Let's look again.
I wouldn't try walking across there.
Oh my goodness. Looks like that man in the red suit did.
That's a boy.
Oh, hey, boy.
B-U-O-Y. Boy.
You see anybody out there?
No.
Yeah, I bet those chemicals are melting that ice.
Not even the polar bears, but they did that a few weeks ago.
Better not show that to Caitlin, man. She'll do a figure eight.
I wouldn't try to do that on the river like that. See the different breaks there in the ice.
It's beautiful.
Bird could probably go in there.
Who?
Well, a bird, yeah.
This is driving music.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like those old morning shows. He's late.
This is the new amphitheater they're building over here, huh?
Yep. So they can make more money.
Right between the stadiums and the casino.
So you're going to you're going to work all day?
I'm going to go work on.
Get off here?
Yeah, East Ohio.
Yo! Whoa. Well, I don't know. I hope that next week we get hold of this guy in the Gaza Strip, find a photographer, we're going to give a call on the phone.
Oh, we got to find more people here locally here in Pittsburgh to talk to.
Yeah, we do. About what?
About anything. You know, town talking, man.
That's right. Pittsburgh is the city of inventors, man. All those mavericks, all those activist mavericks.
There's a lot of stuff going on here, but people don't know about it unless we put the word out.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Sure, I can read about it in the paper.
That's what alternative media is about.
No,
for real.
We need alternative to an alternative to the alternative media. We need to rebel against the revolution, like the Trotskyites. Well, maybe not like them.
Oh, no, I have like some mixed feelings about that. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of off-mic comments.
Unbelievable! This guy's dressed up like the Statue of Liberty to get everybody ready for paying their taxes.
Do their income tax.
He probably paying like $1.
I wrote a letter just to better my soul. Yeah. He does that, and then he has to come back and do people's taxes.
Yeah. Oh, do you think that's the guy who does the taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe they pull that hat off their eyes, they can see where they're parking.
My goodness, so frightening, this double parking. And parallel parking. And get ready, we just bought towntalkradioshow.com. Towntalkradioshow.com. So you watch for that in our podcast and
going straight.
And all of our shows coming up and driving crazy. So good morning, America. Maybe we should have a special Dr. King show. Maybe we should do a show on Dr. King's Day. We could have Katie reading.
I might not have time to do that.
No, I'll work the tape recorder. Cause you're gonna be working it.
Well,
do you think that's it? I think it is.
I think so.
Okay, everybody out there.
It's my destination.
Everybody out in radio land and cyberspace.
Eat your oatmeal and stay warm.
This is Vincent Irene.
Kevin Amos.
And we're talking about town.
Holy goodness.
Another slice for you.